From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A storm system that ravaged parts of the Midwest has hit eastern Tennessee and Kentucky. Altogether, at least 13 people are now known dead from Missouri to Tennessee. Brandon Hollingsworth reports from member station WUOT in Knoxville.
We saw more damage and, unfortunately, more fatalities as well. The storms came across in the mid to late afternoon hours. In between Nashville and Knoxville, we had reports of funnel clouds in portions of East Tennessee, but some fairly significant damage in portions of Central Tennessee, about an hour east of Nashville, the state capital. In those areas, we saw trees down, we saw roof damage, we had homes, some of which were absolutely destroyed, others that sustained some pretty significant damage, and unfortunately some fatalities and injuries.
Brandon Hollingsworth of member station WUOT in Knoxville. Much of Harrisburg, Illinois is flattened, and theaters in the country music entertainment town of Branson, Missouri are damaged just ahead of the start of tourist season. Two more U.S. NATO troops have been killed in Afghanistan by an Afghan Army soldier. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that 20% of the 60 NATO service members killed this year have been killed by allied Afghan soldiers.
A NATO statement said the service members died when two men, one an Afghan army soldier, began firing indiscriminately at coalition soldiers. Afghan authorities said the incident took place in Jare district of Kandahar province in the south of the country. It's not clear if the killings were linked to last week's burning of the Quran by American soldiers. Incidents where Afghan troops turn their guns on their Western trainers are on the rise. While the Taliban regularly claim responsibility for such attacks, American officials say they are more often the result of personal disputes. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on whether to overturn President Obama's new policy on contraceptive coverage. As NPR's Julie Ravna reports, the argument continues to focus on whether the issue at hand is religious freedom or women's health.
The Republican amendment would allow health insurance companies and employers to decline to provide not only contraception, but any item or service that, quote, is contrary to the religious beliefs or moral convictions of the sponsor of the insurance plan. Opponents warn that language is so broad it could lead to things like denials for prenatal care for unmarried pregnant women or treatment for alcohol-related illnesses. Meanwhile, a new poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation finds that roughly a quarter of the public each thinks the contraceptive fight is about women's health as about religious freedom, but fully half think it's mostly about election year politics. Julie Ravner, NPR News, Washington.
Activists say all contact with the beleaguered city of Homs in Syria has been severed. They say that after weeks of shelling, they believe everyone in the neighborhood is doomed to a government attack. This is NPR News. Google's new privacy policy takes effect today. It has generated considerable controversy. The online giant insists it only wants to consolidate and streamline dozens of privacy guidelines across its offerings, including Gmail and YouTube. But NPR's Craig Windham reports some consumer groups, European regulators, and the head of the Federal Trade Commission are criticizing it.
Google says it will not be collecting any additional personal information, but John Simpson with the group Consumer Watchdog's Privacy Project says Google will be drawing together personal data from all of its services.
What they're doing is combining information that they haven't combined in the past, essentially so they're going to have better digital dossiers on you, and using that to charge more for the ads that they sell.
Simpson says there's reason to be concerned about how personal information will be used.
People don't like it, and they are pushing back strongly.
Simpson says the easiest way to keep Google from collecting personal data is to use its services without signing in to a Google account. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. small businesses in January upped their borrowing over the year before. The latest report from Thomson Reuters PayNet shows that loans were 18% up in January from a year earlier, an 18th consecutive double-digit rise. New foreclosure data show that bank-owned homes and properties in the foreclosure process last year accounted for the smallest slice of overall home sales in 3 years. The decline coincides with a sharp drop in foreclosures as banks wrestled with foreclosure abuse claims. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.